free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. They're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, much to discuss here tonight, including a crazy yet another checkpoint being set up in the streets. Well, technically not in the street, but close enough to the street, at a Social Security office.
Wow.
This is pretty disturbing, so that's coming up. Also on the way, as I mentioned last night, we had this top 10 list, although it's not really a top 10 list. It's just the 10 most ridiculous lawsuits of 2011, and we never got to it. So why don't we lead out here tonight with that, Mark? And joining you, by the way, tonight, it's Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
So we'll start with that and then get to this this checkpoint, because we've been talking about the checkpoints and how it's likely that that over time we'll see more of these. More checkpoints coming out of the airports and into the streets of the U.S. Pretty disturbing stuff, but it's pretty much what was predicted. Mark, go ahead with the 10 most ridiculous lawsuits. And by the way, where's this from?
Yahoo News.
Okay.
We've all heard about crazy lawsuits, and 2011 was no exception when it came to filing of the frivolous, even ridiculous lawsuits. A lawsuit by a kidnapper against his victims for not helping him evade police tops the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Institute's for Legal Reform Survey of Top 10 Most Ridiculous Lawsuits of 2011, released today.
Well, hit us with one, Mark.
That was one. Here we go, top 10. Convict sues couple he kidnapped for helping him, not helping him to evade the police.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, no, wait, these aren't necessarily successful lawsuits, right?
No, okay. These are just lawsuits so filed.
There's no description as to the details.
No, I just think it's hilarious. Oh, okay. That, I mean, you know, it just goes to show the kind of things that get filed in this extraordinarily litigious society.
Well, right, and you have to respond to this stuff, right? I mean, if somebody files a lawsuit against you and you don't...
Well, I think there are some cases where the judge could just throw it out. I think there are plenty there of cases where the judge just says, this is a frivolous lawsuit, and it's just gone.
There absolutely are, and I think that one thing that could really help with this in order to take care of the frivolous lawsuit issue is what they call the English system, or the winner loser pays. And this is honestly the way it is most places in sort of the Western world, where if you file a frivolous, and they don't have the lawsuit problem that we do here in the United States. If you file a lawsuit that and you lose in a civil court, then you're responsible for the fees, the lawyer fees, and the time, and you know, whatever of the people that won.
Right,
and
that makes sense.
That way, your claim.
Why isn't it that way?
No, that is. So it's not that way here in the United States.
No,
what you're saying.
This would require people to sort of vet their lawsuit initially, rather than you know throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks. You know, this makes a heck of a lot more sense. So, man illegally brings gun into bar. Gets injured in a fight, then sues the bar for not searching him for a weapon.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Young adults sue mother for sending cards without gifts and playing favorites.
Okay, now that is ridiculous right there.
Woman disagrees with store over an 80-cent refund, sues for $5 million.
That's not going to work.
Mom files suit against exclusive preschool over child's college prospects. Now, you know, to some extent, this is true. I mean, like, the schools you go to do matter for where you end up. You know, I mean, there are exclusive preschools and that kind of thing. However, I don't think you have the right to get into one.
You know, the money one, the $5 million over the 80 cents, reminds me of something I heard today. I was in court doing some outreach and there to support some activists. We actually had a group of activists who went in to challenge parking tickets today. Anyway, while we were doing the outreach, there was somebody that came up to me in the courtroom. So I was standing outside at one point handing out don't take the plea deal flyers. And one guy walks up and he says that he really appreciates what we're doing, but he was actually drunk for the reason why he was in court. He was drunk and went to some sort of grocery store or whatever, convenience store, and took like a something. He said he'd stolen something when he was really drunk, and that's why he was there. And I said, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, if that's the case, you shouldn't take it to trial. You should go ahead and, you know, cut a deal and be done with this. And I learned later, I didn't get the details from him, but he was actually apparently talking with Derek J. And I learned later that it was a, like a 60-cent candy bar that this guy stole. And he was facing a $300 fine. You want to talk about disproportionate to... You know,
well, not only that, but the having to go through the system and devote his time to it.
Right.
And pointless.
And the $300 isn't going to the grocery store.
That's the point I was going to make. You know, society is finding him in the form of the government, and the government's getting the money. What's the grocery store going to get out of it? Maybe they get their 60-cent candy bar or whatever. I have no idea.
It's not even worth their time to send the lawyer to court over this. You know?
It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, if somebody should get some kind of money out of this, it should be the store. And frankly, I think that this guy should, you know, maybe have to work at the store for a period of time, learn some things.
Places like Walmart, I believe, have policies where if an individual steals something of such a low value, they don't even pursue it. Because it takes too much money to pursue it. But I think the state doesn't have that financial incentive to do the right thing. They don't care about money they spend to pursue anything. They're going to pursue whatever victim, or, well, this is obviously a victim crime where someone has a loss, but at the same time, they pursue so many victimless crimes that have no sort of loss. There's no incentive for them to not do it.
So let's continue with the end of the list.
Okay, I should fall back to the defenses. I was hungry, you know. Anyway, man suing for age discrimination says the judge in his case is too old. I like that one. Obese man sues burger joint over tight squeeze in booths. The booths are too narrow for me to squeeze in. Woman sues over movie trace. What's that?
It's got to be tough to be obese.
Yeah. It does have to be tough.
The world isn't exactly made for you.
No, it's not, but I don't think that you have any obligation for the world to be made for you.
Right. I mean, can a tall man sue companies that make doors because they're not tall high enough?
Yeah. I suppose, by the looks of it, yes, the answer is he could sue. I don't know how it would go.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, like, did all of these lawsuits get thrown out, or did some of them go to trial? That would be an interesting aside to some of this information.
It would be. There's some are so ridiculous, if they didn't get thrown out, it just proves how flawed the system really is.
As though we needed more proof, but yes.
Indeed. You know, I couldn't say how many of them made it through. I suspect they all have been tossed out, personally. Woman sues over movie trailer, says that there's not enough driving in Drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. No more. Not enough explosions.
A movie trailer.
We need more tits.
Passenger's lawsuit says cruise ship went too fast and swayed from side to side.
Wow.
Yeah. Some ridiculous stuff. Mother sues Chuck E. Cheese, says that games encourage gambling in children.
What?
I'm not even sure what gamble. Which games,
Skee-ball.
Skee-ball isn't gambling.
You know those people who get really angry at something that's going on, and they don't really know how to react to it, so they just yell out things, I'll call the police, I'll sue you!
Right.
And then I think these are the individuals who actually follow through with that threat to use the state when there's really nothing they can do because they haven't been harmed or whatever.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe she was really upset because she couldn't hit the center hole in the skee ball machine and just...
You know, I mean, it seems so odd to me that you're talking about a situation where, you know, I mean, you pay some money, you play a game of skill, you get some kind of reward for that game of skill. That's not gambling.
No, it's definitely not gambling, but it does have that wasted money kind of feel to it.
Yeah, because, I'll agree with you on that.
Because
when you look
a lot
at the prize
of those games, a lot of those games are not necessarily games of skill. It was interesting. There was... let's see. There's a local bowling alley.
Most of the games that you get the tickets for are games of skill.
Get this, though, Mark. You're going to love this. So, you know those claw games?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you put the money in and you get the claw for a few seconds and you get to go and dip down and grab something?
Mm-hmm.
So, they have a game that's similar to that. I don't know. I've never seen
it. It's blocks. It's falling blocks. And you stack them up to win a prize.
And this game has a name. And when you look it up on...
Stacker, isn't it?
Yes, Stacker.
Okay. When you look it up on Wikipedia to find out how it works... It will blow you away. You can actually set the statistics as far as how often you're allowed to win the top prize. So there's no skill allowed, you know, it's not even a game of skill. It's a game of random chance.
Huh.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The show brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is with the Free State Project. In my opinion, that's why I moved to New Hampshire.
Certainly, the Free State Project has given me basically, the vehicle that is the Free State Project has allowed me to come to a community where I've had the option to have a life full of wonderful, liberty-minded individuals, and I think I lead a much better life now than if I would have stayed in Wisconsin.
No, I think so, too. We were actually just talking about this the other night, how I'm so much more social now than I ever was. I get out and I do things. I go places.
Many individuals I've talked to have expressed that same thing, that they were introverted prior to moving, and then moving has caused them to, and they're not a full extrovert or anything like that, but at least they're going out and they're socializing multiple times per week.
Well, they found a group of people that it's so easy to connect with. Because there's already so much agreement. There's already, you know, the baseline understanding before you even meet someone in the Free State Project, before you come up to the Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th, you already know in advance what these people think in general about the ideas of liberty. There's still some, you know, significant disagreements about how far toward liberty things should go, and you know these, you know,
and lifestyle disagreements.
Some of the issues that arise between folks, religion is still a you know popular subject of discussion. And, but aside from that, you know that these people believe you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And so, starting relationships from that point, having conversations from that point, means you don't have to cover the basics with these folks. These people already get it. And there's like a certain level of comfort that that comes along with that. It's incredible. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and learn about the upcoming Liberty Forum event. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th. And, JJ, you're planning on attending.
That's right.
Free Talk Live will be in attendance. We will be broadcasting live, so I hope you'll join us at least one of the nights on the air.
Sure. What nights will you be there?
Well, every night. Okay. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, we are going to be broadcasting live from the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is where it's going to be happening in Nashua. And hundreds of people will be in attendance, people who many of whom you've heard their names and voices on this program. Maybe you've seen them on the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. They're going to be there, and lots of different things to do. There's panel discussions, things like the We Made the Move panel of different folks who've moved here recently, and some who've moved in the past, and kind of getting their experiences. There's a civil disobedience panel.
I would encourage individuals to try to talk to some of these movers one on one. I think that's when you're going to get a more intimate conversation and more compelling sort of argument for moving. If you're on the fence, that's kind of what you want to do. Get to know these people, and I'm sure if you talk to an individual and you're cool and whatnot, they'll invite you to you know, meet other people or introduce you to people, and then right from there, your network is building.
Yeah, before you know it, you're at an after-hours party, and you're having a great time. It's so easy to meet these folks. It's just a matter of walking up and talking to them. Yep. Most of them are very, very approachable. There's going to be some big-time speakers there, too, like Peter Schiff, Prax Girl will be there, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, she will be there as well. Many other folks, go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more, get signed up, and use our discount code FTL2012, that's FTL, like Free Talk Live, 2012, to save 10% at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Chris, hey, in Indiana. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? How's the weather up there in New Hampshire?
It's a little chilly, but what's on your mind tonight?
Well, on that list, you were talking about of all the ridiculous things that people are suing companies for.
Yeah, the most ridiculous lawsuits of 2011.
Yeah, now, by that list, I see how desperate people are for money, and those are just people, citizens. Think about what states will start to do soon to citizens as governments go more and more into debt. Because I was listening to you the other day about those library books that got a police visit, that five-year-old.
Yeah, that's but right.
You get. I mean, what do you guys think? Because I have this example that some states, especially in states that are more in debt, like Illinois, California, and all those, I think that policemen, they might start giving people parking tickets.
Absolutely.
That's
already started.
I just want to make it, I mean, I might not have heard of it, but they don't really write the ticket. And like 2 years later, you still have this parking ticket on your record. They pull you over and they have this bench form for your arrest. And you don't even have the parking. You never even were aware that you had a parking ticket on your record. And how are you going to prove that you never even were aware that you had a ticket on your record?
You can't.
Happens often enough. I mean, people will get tickets sent to the wrong address or something like that. These things happen.
But, you're absolutely right. These things are happening now. Desperate, money-hungry governments who, you know, they're not getting the kind of revenue they were used to getting. Housing prices are going down, so property taxes are going down concomitantly with that. They're desperate for cash, and one of the ways they know how to raise cash is to go out and give a bunch of speeding tickets out or parking, you know, stop sign tickets or
whatever. Put up a work zone and a speed trap right there and double fines. That's what I saw going on to Boston.
We're working on giving you tickets.
There's nothing going on. It was 45. We went from 65 to 45 double fines.
Nice.
And I tell people about this, and they're like, oh, that'll never happen. But then you got this story on freetalklive.com up here, like the third one. It's like that court okays barring high IQs for cops. If this person, she got a 125 IQ, they said that her IQ is too high. I mean, that's pretty smart, but that's not even very much higher than average. Like, what is it, 85 and 115 is average. 100 is just totally average.
I think 120 is considered genius level, but I could be...
It depends on the test. I've never heard of a test being 120. I've heard certainly 140.
So 100 is absolutely the absolute center. And then it's like about 180 is considered like genius, or anything above like 160.
I'm pretty sure they let me into the gifted school I think 120 was like the tier that you needed to eclipse to get into gifted school.
Yeah, that's above average. That's far above average. Yeah. I'm just saying that 100 is the absolute average. And this person, 125, it's number three on your top stories.
Yeah.
It didn't let this person
in. I've got it right here.
Yeah. And so these people there's a reason for that, is because a person that's higher than average IQ, they're not going to want to go and give people tickets and not make sure that they actually wrote it down and make sure that they actually have it. So, you know, of course, they're just going to be more willing to do whatever the person...
Whatever they're told, without question, exactly right.
Hey, one more question. Is Stephanie single?
No. I don't know how to answer that question. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. No, she definitely has a long-term partner. I think that would be the right answer for that. But... Yeah, that's all we should probably say. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, to that point about the obedient cops, it reminds me of the court case where I ended up getting sent to jail for 58 days. One of the cops in there, the same cop that dropped by the studio last night to leave a note for one of the activists in the movement, this particular cop on the stand answered my question of what does liberty mean to you to paraphrase, he doesn't really think about it. So again, as a cop, he's sworn to uphold people's liberty. Like, this is one of the statement of ethics. This is one of the founding tenets of being a police officer. He doesn't even think about it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. Those features include archives. You can go all the way back to late 2006 and click and download as many as you like. Once again, freetalklive.com here tonight. It's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Oh, and I want to remind you about getting prepared.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the things happening around the world. Some of them, some destabilizing things like unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has delicious meals that you can make in just minutes simply by adding water. They're packaged in metal Mylar pouches. They're good for 25 years. They come in plastic totes, so they'll be safe from water and rodents and all the things that you would have to keep them safe from. Visit wisefoodstorage.com to request a free entree sample and see why I have chosen wisefoodstorage.com. For Ian, you too. You have some of these sitting around waiting for a disaster. For a limited time, enter promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping on any order. You'll need that promo code also to get the free entree sample. It's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE. Enter promo code FTL for the free sample and free shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE.
All right, so coming up, Crazy Lady says she's from another universe. Mark, you're going to give us that story. But first, the Department of Homeland Security has shown up and done yet another checkpoint outside of the airports. Now, we've been telling you over the years that you're going to see more of this, that And it's not because we're, you know, some brilliant predictors of the future. It's because the government is predictable. I mean, they do things in a predictable manner. So, like, when a government program starts, it has this intention, and they create this program, and then it starts to grow, and it becomes larger and more intrusive than it ever was intended for.
Sure, the parasite finds the host, and then it multiplies.
All right, as long as people are willing to give up their freedoms, then the government will continue to take them. So what we've seen is that the Department of Homeland Security, in the form of the TSA, has been expanding slowly out to bus stations and train stations. Now, they're not permanently installed, that I know of, at least, anywhere, but they'll just show up. So, like, one day, and it'll be a purportedly a random happening, they'll show up at the Tampa, Florida train station or whatever, or bus station, and then they'll set up their little checkpoint there, and they'll operate the entire checkpoint for the full day. Hell, they'll pack it up, and they'll go somewhere else, like to Orlando, or, you know, they'll kind of move around.
This is their Viper teams.
Yes, that's correct.
And I love the way they name, I mean, you know, this is a service organization that is created to keep you safe, the Viper organization.
It's the snake in the grass, man. Just waiting to bite you.
Only the bad guys, though. They would never bite.
No. They bite everyone.
Because vipers are good.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like G.I. Joe,
it's
the bad guys.
Did you see the Alex Jones video, by the way, with him playing Cobra Commander?
No.
He is...
What, man?
He is so overboard sometimes, and it's so funny. You know, we've got a guy that calls the show calling himself Cobra Commander and talking about running for president. And it's a brilliant, the guy's brilliant character caller. Like, he stays in character the whole time he's on the phone. He never cracks. And you can ask him any questions you want. Like, the best crank character callers are the ones where you can just throw him any, like, you can throw him any question you want, and they'll answer you in character, and it'll be fun. Like, it'll be funny.
Yeah.
And they'll keep it light. And so I was wondering if he'd, like, teamed up with the guy from calling our show, but no, it was actually Alex Jones in a Cobra Commander costume.
Wow, he put a costume on, too?
Right, trying to harsh out his voice like Cobra Commander, and it was pretty pretty entertaining.
Wow. A Cobra Commander's voice is one that is going to be, it's difficult for people to, for men to imitate.
Yeah, and the guy that actually did his voice died, I believe, of AIDS, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So it was a very unique voice, and it's lost to the world now, unfortunately. So PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com is reporting on what happened in Leesburg, Florida today, where residents were shocked to see their local Social Security office turned into a random Homeland Security checkpoint on Tuesday morning as Department of Homeland Security officers armed with rifles and accompanied by sniffer dogs, checked identifications of locals.
What? So they needed rifles and sniffer dogs to check the IDs of people coming into the Social Security office.
Yeah. Well, you never know when one of those geriatrics is going to make a break for it after having... What?
I just don't know. Wow, it's just crazy.
It is crazy.
Is there any chance they had some kind of threat ahead of time?
Well, let's see here. With their blue and white SUVs circled around the Main Street office, at least one official was posted on the door with a semi-automatic rifle, randomly checking identifications. And other officers, I mean, if there was a threat, why would they be checking people's IDs? Come with canines sifted through the building.
Because they can.
The activity was part of Operation Shield, an unannounced drill conducted by the DHS Federal Protective Service, centered around, quote, detecting the presence of unauthorized persons and potentially disruptive or dangerous activities. Thomas Milligan, district manager for the Social Security Administration office, said staff weren't even informed their offices were about to be stormed by armed FPS officers. Department of Homeland Security officials refused to answer questions asked by local media and left with no explanation at noon. Again, if they were on the hunt for some sort of criminal, why wouldn't they tell people that? Why wouldn't they explain it to folks coming up asking them? But no, apparently it was this Operation Shield. According to the story here, part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FPS, the Federal Protective Service, is the federal law enforcement agency that provides integrated security and law enforcement services to over 9,000 federally owned and leased buildings, facilities, properties, and other assets, according to the report. Indeed, the FPS is used for a variety of roles, not just limited to setting up unannounced ID checkpoints. They go on to tell you a little bit more about FPS and what they do. We've run into FPS here up in New Hampshire. Back before I made the move, or right around when I made the move, Russell Canning was being arrested by Federal Protective Service members because he had gone to the post office where the IRS office is located and had intended to engage in a civil protest there, was arrested by, and as was his wife, Kat, and Lauren Canario, another super activist up here. They were arrested by FPS. They weren't arrested by local cops. It was the Federal Protective Service. They came out to protect their post office and arrest a peaceful man for coming in, you know, holding a sign in the tax office, basically, or handing out flyers. And, you know, the article goes on to talk about the Viper teams that have been going into these train stations. So here you go. Social Security Office, Homeland Security shows up. It's not TSA. It's Federal Protective Service. So it's another branch of Homeland Security. But checking identifications randomly at the door with sniffing dogs.
So this is only federal buildings or federal property that they are tasked.
That is correct.
So basically just avoid federal buildings.
I think it's generally a good idea if you can.
Great.
probably true, but that doesn't solve the problem.
No, obviously.
Because it was years ago that we read a story about the TSA.
Is the post office a federal building?
Yes,
I believe so.
Okay. The TSA had set up a checkpoint in Indianapolis at a bus stop. Not like a bus station where there's an indoor building, just like on the street. They set up a checkpoint there. So this can hit the streets anywhere, and there's nothing stopping them because what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it, right?
Well, I think what you can do is go out there and engage these individuals, like a super activist Pete Eyre, and how he is able to walk up to some bureaucrat and engage this person in conversation and actually break it down. And why are you doing this job? I mean, what are you doing? Is it right? You know, and film them. Bring
that
cameras.
I think you're right.
Bring people. Bring signs. Question them. I mean, make them feel like the spotlight is on these individuals.
I think that's the best approach you can possibly take.
I think
take.
Especially when they're doing something new. If they get some kind of they run
before
into
they get a foothold
resistance when they're doing something new, then they have to sort of reassess. When they've already established their little camp in some particular area, and you come, then you're just hassling them.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But as was seen recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you sing songs to bureaucrats enough times, they'll accuse you of harassment and ban you from the property. So ultimately, it's going to require mass noncompliance to really change things. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 855-453. That number is toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. The site is free. You can enjoy all the features you'll find there. You can get interactive in various different ways. But the most important way is the main site itself, the content created by listeners like you. So what you do is, if you want to participate in it, you can go and vote on things, whether you like or dislike them, and help bump the liked ones up to the top of the website. Or you can actually submit your own content to the site. So whatever you see online you think is interesting, you think our other listeners would appreciate, you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and it then appears on the site to be voted up or voted down, depending on how people feel about it. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes aren't good for you. You've probably thought about the e-cigarette if you're a cigarette smoker, wanted to give it a try. I can tell you how to get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today for free. Go to vaporsmiths.com. Purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that go on the end of the e-cigarette that contain the nicotine. Each cartomizer has about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. Purchase 40 cartomizers for $70, I believe is what the price is, and which, by the way, it's a lot cheaper than cigarettes. And you'll get a starter kit, which includes two e-cigarettes and a charger and all the things that you need. Plus, you'll get free shipping. It's vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check out in order to get the free starter kit. It's vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Coming up, JJ, you're going to tell us some interesting stuff about piracy, what's going on in that department of the world. But first, let's go beyond the world to another universe.
Dun, 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 dun.
What is happening, Mark? Someone has appeared. Someone has claimed that they have come from another time, from another place.
This is from
another universe?
Beforeitsnews.com. And
is this a satire website? Have you been able to determine that?
It does have a fact or fiction voting block here, so I think that it could very well be someone's really great fictional writing, but I think this is so awesome, and I love the way it made me feel when I read it, so I just want to share it.
Beforeitsnews.com says people-powered news, so I guess that means it's, you know, all user-submitted or something.
Yeah, it's user-submitted. So what started as an ordinary day, waking in bed one morning, evolved into a series of fearful, shocking, haunting horror for a desperate woman lost in an alien world. Our world. As Lernia Garcia left her bed, she noticed the sheets and bedclothes were strange. She didn't recognize them. Still shaking off the vestiges of sleep, however, she simply shrugged away the eerie discovery and began moving about her morning routine. But Garcia would soon learn that once she'd left that slightly alien bed, she entered another reality. Her life, her past, everything most precious to her was gone. She went through the routines of her day in another universe. She noticed small incongruities. Things out of place. Items missing or items she hadn't purchased. As she later wrote in the internet, seeking someone to offer an explanation for her nightmarish dilemma and maybe offering help, "One day I woke and found that everything was different. Nothing spectacular or having to do with time travel and such things. I simply woke up in the same year and day on which I went to bed. But many things were different. They were small things, but sufficiently important to know that there was a point at which everything was different."
So let me see if I'm following this. The woman was the same. Like, she knew she was still who she was.
Yes, Lernia.
But she felt like she had been transported in some way to a different universe, an alternate universe.
But slightly the same, but not so alternate that it's like a universe made of circles to a universe made of squares, but
just slightly
different.
When I went to sleep, John McCain was the president. That kind of thing, right?
Lorena is the name. Lorena's writings on the internet relating her story are recounted in the Spanish language site Revista Digital Avalon. The English translation is there. Not everything was small, although her car seemed the same, and she still worked at the same company she had for 20 years in the same building. She was shocked to learn that her department was no longer listed there. Her office was now in another department in a completely different part of the building.
Hmm.
As the level of strangeness escalated, she dealt with her hesitancy and surprise by telling coworkers that she wasn't feeling well. She shares her first day on an alien Earth. 4 months ago, I awoke in a normal morning. I was in my rented home where I'd been living for 7 years. Everything was the same except that my bed linen was different and I paid no attention at the time. So I went to work in my car, which was parked where I'd always parked, and it was the same office I'd worked in for the last 20 years, but when I got to my department, it wasn't my department. It has names on the door, and mine wasn't on it. I thought I was at the wrong floor, but no, I was on my own floor. I went over to the office wireless section and looked myself up, and I still worked there, but in another department, reporting to a superior I didn't even know. I went to the department indicated in the directory, said I was feeling ill, and left. All the contents of my handbag were the same, my credit cards, my ID, everything, but I didn't recall having changed departments at any time. I went to the doctor and underwent drug and alcohol testing. All clean. I returned to work the next day and was able to make my way by asking questions and saying that I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, it's got to be tough to come out with, I think I'm in an alternate universe to your coworkers.
Wow.
I like the idea so much. I mean, you know, the idea that there are alternate universes out there. And
it's a cool idea.
Yeah, if you, just let your mind wander for a minute. You know, am I in this universe? What is happening? You know, like it's just interesting, the whole idea.
Well, I mean, the suggestion here is that essentially this woman went to sleep and transferred into a different alternate universe.
Yes.
And then woke up, which obviously I've never heard anyone claiming that before. Maybe it's possible.
Yeah.
It certainly will throw you off. I mean, this is a lot worse than waking up in the bathtub with no liver.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow and have
at least my car is parked where I left it.
A normal business partner.
Wow.
It could happen. Jeez.
You could be on a conservative talk show and making all kinds of money.
Wow.
So this
or toiling away in some small market on, you know, the midday shift.
It could be. It could be. So it gets stranger. I've been separated from my partner of 7 years for some 6 months. We broke up and I started a relationship with a fellow from my neighborhood. I know him perfectly well. Having been with him for 4 months, I know his name, his surname, his address, where he works, his son from another relationship, and where he studies. Well, that fellow no longer exists. He appears to have existed before my jump, but there's no trace of him now. I've hired a detective to find him, and he doesn't exist. I've visited a psychiatrist, and it's all been put down to stress. He thinks they're hallucinations. But I know this isn't the case. My former boyfriend is with me as though nothing has happened. Apparently, we never broke it off in this world. And my Augustin, my current boyfriend, appears to have... this is the other boyfriend. I'm getting confused right. between universes. One of them never existed. The other one doesn't know that he'd been broken up with 6 months ago.
Huh.
He doesn't live in the apartment he used to live in, and I can't find his son. I swear to you this is true, and that I'm very sane. My own family doesn't remember things like surgery performed on my sister's shoulder a few months ago. She says she's never been operated on. Small things. To that effect. Yes, just small things.
Now, if this is true, and as of this point, we have no way of verifying this story at all.
No.
Because the claim is that she's, you know, Spanish, and so therefore, you know, you'd have to be able to search for her in a kind of a different way to try to find this information on other sites. I'm not saying it's impossible. Maybe it is doable. But it would be a little more difficult than average to try to find this person and verify these claims. Obviously, you can't verify her claims necessarily, but you could at least find the person and verify that she was making these claims, and this whole thing isn't a fabrication by some very creative author. So, you know, we don't know if it's true or not, but it's
fun.
It's fascinating because if there really is a woman out there.
But I think everybody's had this. I'm just extrapolating.
Well,
I have certainly had these feelings before.
That's interesting. Tell me more about that in a moment. But if this woman really exists and you can find her and, like, she's willing to tell you about this and she gave this interview and, like, all of this is true from her perspective,
mm-hmm.
then you, I mean. Is she crazy? Like, she seems sane in the way that she's speaking, right? In the things that are being said here. And she must know that by coming out with this, she'll be seen as insane, right? Like, so, I mean, this is a pretty big claim to make. This is a huge story if it's true. Like, what level of sanity does this woman have? It would be very interesting to, you know, to sit down with her and actually assess, you know, her situation and what she's saying, kind of the way she speaks, and hear more from her. In fact, there is more from her coming up, right?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I'd like to talk to about this more. And you said you've had experiences like this?
Well, I mean, experiences of disconnect with reality. I mean, haven't you just been kind of like, oh, what's going on here?
Well, I've been completely insane before.
Yes, you have.
855 5453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line.
Take you to the hospital, get you an antipsychotic shot.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind.
He's about to die, get you.
This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.